live broadcast here at Rosie on the House. Lots of things going on, including Flower Street Urban Gardens. Now, you hear that, and I'll be honest, that's not very descriptive of what it is. But y'all are on Flower Street, so that's where the name came from. Alex, welcome to the program. I've been saying it ever since I've seen this. This is going to live in my yard one day.
Good. You know, Flower Street Urban Gardens, it really started in our backyard, designing vertical growing systems. And yeah, like you said, we are.
And it was an inspiration from your father.
Yeah, we had my father moved in with us several years ago, and he's an old cowboy, a real West cowboy, and he couldn't work in the gardens that we had in the raised beds. And my background's in design. And I told my wife I wanted to do this vertical garden, and she said I could as long as it looked good, and that's where it started. And that's where now it's turned into a growing company. People really love the product. It's because it's so easy to work with. And, you know, we get a lot of people that move here from other parts of the country and have problems growing. This can be an alternate system for them.
Now, for anyone that hasn't seen this yet or hasn't drove down 44th Street, correct?
Yeah.
And seen it, because you've got your entire block wall lined with this product. Explain, paint a picture for people of what this looks like.
What this looks like is it's tiers of redwood that you see, but it's a lot more complicated than that. There's a bracketing system that holds this beautiful redwood. There's a food grade liner.
It's steel, so it lasts a long time.
Yeah, the brackets will hold up for a really long time.
Longer than you probably live the garden out of it.
Yeah. And the redwood is a great product for Arizona, too. And what we find with it, for a lot of your listeners that's probably seen our install at our location on 44th Street, that's on complete western unprotected exposure. I mean, it just gets blasted over there on the wall. And people are just amazed at how well that grows. One of the reasons is that wood is not a very good conductor of heat. And during our summers, the plants can be killed at the root zone in certain types of containers that will overheat the soil. Now, ours is going to keep it a little bit lower temperature, so that helps in the growing of it.
And you've got them designed to take, Jay was talking earlier about, with Dan Lee about the soils and the salts. Well, this is you would put in a Hickman's compost or a Mel's Mix potting soil. Well, you've designed these to perfectly take one of those bags.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is really the easiest type of gardening. Because when you see the gardens on our most common application is just hanging them on a block fence. The only tool required to assemble it is a tape measure to space the brackets. The boards just slide into place. You put your food grade liner in. You get your bag of your favorite soil mix, and it really does line up. Most of the soil mixes are either in 1 cubic foot bags or 2 cubic foot. It takes 2 cubic feet to fill up each one of the tiers, and you've got yourself a garden in a matter of 20-30 minutes that it takes. The average DIYer can put this together if you have a tape measure. And we do install services too. We do school gardens, hotels, hospitals.
Now, a lot of the application I've seen, we talked about it, they're on your block wall. You could put it below your window against the house. One of the coolest things y'all did is around the outside corner.
Yeah.
You went along the south and west side, and you mitered them together at a 90 degree. That was gorgeous.
It really is. And you know, you can see that image on the website and on our Facebook page. But also, we're doing garden tours at our location there. Today and tomorrow, so you can come back. And that was the first one, and that was really because of my wife told me I could do it as long as it looked good. So I went above and beyond there and got those corners mitered nice and tight, and she absolutely loves it, and it's a big feature of our house. So,
and this one here you have on display, it's on rollers. So not only is it 3-tier on one side, but you've got tiers on both sides. So you've got 6 different. Basically beds that you could do, and you've got a huge variety here. What's in that pot right now? What am I looking at?
Oh, we've got all kinds of
not pot, but what's in your vertical garden?
Yeah, they've got there's chilies growing in them. There's tomatoes growing in them. We've got sage. We've got mint growing in them. And these here, we like when we bring them out for displays, we'll put edibles on one side and flowers on the other. So the other side's got a lot of different mums that are perfect time to plant those. They've got a great selection, I noticed here today, too. So you can really mix up those mobile gardens any way you want them. And they can. And one of the key things about those mobile gardens, too, is those can be used indoors and outdoors. We've got a lot of customers that are starting to purchase these products to grow wheatgrass in their office, so their employees can juice the fresh wheatgrass right out of our gardens. And these have drainage trays on the bottom, so there's no water getting on anything.
Mm-hmm.
How much barley would that produce? You're talking about, you know, growing.
I haven't yet grown barley in it. But the wheatgrass, it does really well.
Not enough to make beer, if that's what you're getting at, I don't think. You'd have to have a lot of that.
we can sell in more than one there, Jay.
Yeah, that's true. You got 5 acres. Just do the whole back fence, man.
There you go.
Inquiring minds need to know these things. That's all I'm saying. What is that rolling setup retail for?
That rolling setup, as you see it right there with the irrigation and everything fully loaded, it's $14.95.
And you've got 6 different planters on it, 2 cubic feet on each one. So you're looking at 12 cubic feet. Jay, they come and they pick that up. They're looking at another how much in soils and...
Well, you got a 2 cubic foot bag of Mel's mix, which is what I'd put in it, the square foot garden soil. You know, if you bought that many, about $15. So another couple $100. So $14.95 out the door,
and you're good to go.
Yeah,
I mean you're up and you've got your garden
water
today.
You know, hook it up to your hose, water it. You know, that's you're done.
That's one of the things that every person I've ever heard talk about, you know, the trouble with getting people into gardening is the time it takes to get set up and to really manicure your soil and get it going, and you know how fast people lose interest or they're tied up in their day-to-day operations or kids or that. You're ready.
This gardening is kind of turnkey. Simple. But our most common is quite honestly, and it's a lot more affordable, is on the fences. I mean, the price has started at $150 and go
pretty much everybody's
there.
Got a fence, you know, and pretty much everybody got an ugly fence.
Yeah.
Most of them. So, you know, you hang a couple of these, and not only, you know, is it easy to do, it makes your fence look better. So you've got, and you can mix the vegetables and flowers. It doesn't have to be two-sided like this is. You can mix flowers and vegetables. People do it all the time. So, you know, you could have something attractive and functional all at the same time. So.
And putting the flowers in there in your garden is a great idea, because that's going to bring in the beneficial insects.
Pollinators.
And,
yeah, everything else. So, yeah, you bet.
So you get better production in your gardens by doing that, a nice mixture.
You can come by and see this at Harper's Nursery. We're sitting here right out in front in the parking lot, broadcasting until 11.
Yeah,
we'll be here till 2. You're
it.
Open till 5.
Right.
Now, you've waved at this gentleman twice. Is that your hot dog man?
That's Hot Dog King.
Hot Dog King is here.
Mike Patron just pulling up. They're eating pizzas.
And that was the next point. Jimmy slicing pizzas out there.
They are eating pizzas right now, folks. So.
Jeff tested it earlier, so we're going to have to ask your brother
how
that
big
passes.
There's some big boys over there eating pizza. You know it's good. Yes, you, Jimmy.
So pizzas are ready, but right now let's bring Andy in the conversation, calling in at 1-888-767-4348, talking, wants to know about transplanting a dichondra. Welcome, Andy.
Yeah, I do yard work in Central Phoenix, and every year I see less and less dichondra. Mm-hmm. In my customer's lawn. So I saw this article that someone wrote to the newspaper saying they moved to Prescott. They transplanted dichondra from their house in Phoenix to Prescott, and they have a lush dichondra lawn in Prescott. And I was just curious. I thought that dichondra would be harmed by the frost and the ice and the snow. How is it they can have a good dichondra lawn in Prescott?
Well, maybe they haven't been through a winter yet.
No, they have been through a winter.
I sure would have thought it would have frozen. Now, maybe it didn't. You know, we had a pretty mild winter last winter. I don't know how long they've had it. I would shock me if it, you know, in a normal or a little bit of a colder winter, that it wouldn't freeze back pretty good. Doesn't mean that it might not come back from the roots, or they might not just have to reseed it.
Yeah, I found it hard to believe.
Yeah.
The Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be a pretty cold winter, so it might be a cold one. But you say it all the time, especially avocado comes to mind. Can I grow avocado here? And you're like, no. Ultimately, somebody calls in, well, I've got an avocado in Phoenix, and I've been here or Tucson. But it's conditions. They've got the time to manicure it. I mean, it's mind over matter.
It could be a little bit of a microclimate there where they have a little bit of a protected lawn. You know, maybe it's between houses. Maybe it's got a wall around it. And of course, depends on where in Prescott you are as well, too. And if big shade trees that are over canopying shade trees, you know, might be protecting it, that sort of thing. So, there's a lot of things to take in condition. But Daconda certainly will freeze, in most conditions.
Now, Jeff, give us a thumbs up. Was the pizza good? I saw you testing the pizza. Got a thumbs up from brother. Oh, no. Up, down, maybe.
Pizza
maybe.
Any good?
he likes it. Real quick, as we got back to Prescott, and Alex, you start off the conversation talking about your dad, an old-time cowboy. You've got family up with my family in Prescott right now at the rodeo.
Yeah.
Your niece kicks is good.
she's like born in the saddle. You know, I think it's in that genes there. From my father, her mother's an amazing cowgirl. My brother's a rodeo guy too, and a farrier. So
now in Prescott, they can hear the show on 99.9 FM. You want to say hi to your Billingsley family up there at the Prescott rodeo grounds?
Be safe up there at the rodeo grounds.
Here we go.
And good luck to you guys.
we got hand delivered pizza with some fried egg and chorizo on it. Excellent.
Nice. Thank you.
We'll be back right after this.